quiet week for Jalen Coker. And for Jalen Coker, that is the good version. No injury report, no setback, no news, which, for a player whose last two Augusts have ended in the training room, is itself the headline. Here is the June case, which for most listeners will be new. Coker is the undrafted receiver out of Holy Cross that Carolina extended in June, 3 years and $35 million, before anyone forced their hand. The production case was rate stats. 65 catches on 89 targets across his career, a 77% catch rate last season on downfield work at better than 9 yards a target. When he has been on the field, the per-target profile has been starter grade. The problem has been the field part. 11 games each of the past two seasons, with soft tissue quad injuries costing him 6 games in each. A caveat the Panthers wire coverage repeated again this month, per Tim Weaver at USA Today. We said the watch item was his August practice log, because two straight full camps would be genuinely new information, and that the front office paid for the allotment to grow, not for what the games column showed. The log so far is clean. Back on July 31st, Charlotte Observer beat reporters Alex Zietlow and Mike Kay praised his route running and his conditioning through the early camp sessions, per Weaver at Panthers Wire. He did not surface in the coverage of Saturday's game at Buffalo, so we have no verified read on his preseason usage yet, and we won't pretend to one. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The bet was health plus a growing target allotment, and health is quietly passing its test while the allotment question waits for real games. Two things for next week: whether the clean practice log survives another week of camp and any snap or root data from the next preseason game. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFLverse.